Sival Mazkir and Yalav Yavo Berkas Hamazon on Rosh Chodesh and benching. We say Yalav Yavo Vim Lo Amar. If you didn't say Yalav Yavo and benching, Emachzirino, so you don't have to repeat benching. The reason is because there's no obligation to eat bread on Rosh Chodesh. Even though the Shaar HaTzion earlier said that it's a good idea to eat bread on Rosh Chodesh, to have a Suda, there's no Chiv to have a Suda. And therefore, if you forgot to say Yalav Yavo, since there's no Chiv to recite benching on Yalav Yavo, on Rosh Chodesh, you don't have to repeat benching if you forget it. But if you remember before you recite Hatova Meitiv, you realize that you didn't say Yalav Yavo, Omer Baruch Shanasan Rosh Chodeshim L'Amal Yisrael L'Zikaron. There's a special nusach that you say, which is in some benchers, which you say if you forget. If you finish eating after Rosh Chodesh actually ends, or you're benching after Rosh Chodesh actually ends, you still say Yalav Yavo because legal based on the beginning of the meal. Tav Chav Hey, Rosh Chodesh Chalios B'Shabbos. When Rosh Chodesh falls out on a Shabbos, Arve Shachos Mincha Mispal Sheva, you dive in the regular Shabbos Shmona Esrei, V'Omer Yalav Yavo B'Avoda, but you add Yalav Yavo. V'Einu Masker Shal Shabbos V'Yalav Yavo. When you say Yalav Yavo, you don't have to add in anything about Shabbos because you're already davening the Shabbos Shmona Esrei. Motzi in Shnei Svarim, we take out two Sefer Torah, the Koran Barishon Shiva B'Seder Hayom. In the first Sefer Torah, you read seven aliyahs of the regular weekly Parsha. U'Basheni Kori Maftir U'V'Yom HaShabbos U'Vrat Shechachechem Ad Sof HaParsha. In the second Sefer Torah, we read U'V'Yom HaShabbos and Rach Shechachechem from Parshas Pinchas until the end of that paragraph. The Mishnah Berurah says that when you read from that second Sefer, beforehand, you put both Sefer Torah on the Bima and you say the Chatzi Kaddish over both Sefer Torah before reading from the Maftir. We say the Musaf of Rosh Chodesh and Yom HaShabbos, even though on a regular Shabbos we don't read anything special, the Psukim about Shabbos, that's because those are only two Psukim, and we don't read a Parsha of only two Psukim. But here, the Rosh Chodesh Parsha is longer, so we're able to read it. Maftir and Hashemayim Kisi, we had this special Haftorah for Shabbos Rosh Chodesh of Hashemayim Kisi. The Mishnah Berurah says that if you forget and you read the regular weekly Haftorah, it's not good, and you would actually have to read Hashemayim Kisi afterwards. And even if you've already completed the brachos after the regular weekly Haftorah, and then someone points out, hey, we were supposed to read the Rosh Chodesh Haftorah, you would have to do it again without a bracha. You'd have to read the actual Haftorah, the correct Haftorah, without a bracha. The exception to this rule is Rosh Chodesh Elul, which is one of the Shiva D'Nechemta, so then we read Aniyas Ora instead of reading the special Shabbos Rosh Chodesh Haftor. V'yesh Omrim Hashemayim Kisi. Some say that even on Rosh Chodesh Elul, we say Hashemayim Kisi. V'chei Noagim Dinos Elu. The Rama says that that's what they did. Av Rosh Chodesh Av Shchalios Shabbos Maftir and Shimu. But Rosh Chodesh Av, for sure, you would read the correct Haftorah of Shimu. But the Mishnah Berurah points out that there's really no reason for this to write this because Rosh Chodesh Av could never fall out on a Shabbos for us. Yeshom Rosh Hashemayim Kisi. V'chein Ikar B'Makom She'ein Minak. V'im Ar Eira Rosh Chodesh Barba Parshas Maftir and Bishal Parsha. If Rosh Chodesh falls out on one of the Dalet Parshios, the Haftorah is for the one of the Dalet Parshios, not the regular Parsha. The Vilna Gaon paskins like the first opinion that we say the Haftorah of Shimu, but again, doesn't really matter. Siv Beis. Rosh Chodesh Chalios Ba'echa B'Shabbos. If Rosh Chodesh falls out on a Sunday, Maftirim B'Shabbos Shalafana V'yomer Lo Yehonos on Mechar Chodesh. We have the Haftorah of Vayomer Lo Yehonasan because it mentions the fact that the next day is Rosh Chodesh. Ve'ein Dochen Aniyasa Orah V'lo Shem Mishu Machar Chodesh. And we don't push off the Shivan Nechemta just because of the Machar Chodesh Haftorah. V'im Rosh Chodesh Shnei Yamim Shabbos Yom Rishon. If Rosh Chodesh is 2 days, Shabbos and Sunday, Maftir and Hashemayim Kisi. Then we say Hashemayim Kisi on Shabbos because it's Rosh Chodesh. V'nogin Lomar Achar Pasuk Rishon U'Pasuk Achar Me'aftar Az Yomer Lehonasan L'Zecher Shemachar Gamkin Rosh Chodesh. And we add in the first and last psukim of the Machar Chodesh Haftorah just to point out that not only is today Rosh Chodesh, but tomorrow is Rosh Chodesh as well.